Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
International Monetary Fund approves Zambia's request for extended credit facility ECF arrangement until January 2026.
Government issues 446 land titles, 1,194 offer letters under the National Land Titling Program to Livingstone's Mulala and Kabila residents.
In international news, Kenya issues arrest warrant for British national over young mother's murder.
And in sports news, the Zambia under-17 national team humiliates Madagascar by beating Islanders 5-1.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala.
And I'm Grace Wanji.
The Ministry of Finance and National Planning confirms that the Executive Board on the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has approved Zambia's request for a three-month technical extension of the country's credited or the extended credit facility, also known as ECF arrangement, until January 2026. The IMF board decision announced in Washington, D.C. yesterday. Commenting on the development, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane welcomed the IMF Executive Board's decision, adding that the development demonstrates their confidence in working with Zambia in completing the sixth review of the ECF arrangement and laying the groundwork for future program engagement. The 38-month ECF arrangement, which ends in October 2025, has been instrumental in stabilizing the economy, reducing inflation, strengthening fiscal discipline, and anchoring debt restructuring. It has also been key in sending a strong signal to both domestic and international investors that Zambia is a secure and promising destination for investment.
In another special development, the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources has issued 446 land titles and 1,194 offer letters under the National Land Titling Program for residents in Mulala and Kabila areas of Livingstone, aiming to strengthen land ownership recognition and ensure secure tenure for local landowners. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Chief Registration Officer Agatha Banda described the program as a vital opportunity for citizens to formalize their land ownership. She emphasized that the initiative is part of the ministry's commitment to improving land administration across the country. Ms. Banda added that the Ministry of Lands is focused on ensuring transparency and efficiency in the land registration process. She noted that secure land ownership is critical for economic growth, investment, and sustainable development.
We stand here today at the official launch of each one of the tickets of titles in Livingstone. Today is a moment of pride, progress, and promise for what we hope to achieve for the future. We are gathered here to witness the first 446 titles under the National Land Titling Program. We are also here to launch the issuance of 1,194 offer letters to landowners of Mulala and Kabila. We gather to celebrate a milestone in our journey towards secure land ownership for the people of Sikaveta and also in Manjereti, Kashitu, Zambezi Sawmills, Dambwa Site View and Dambwa Site and Service Extension. To the 446 landowners receiving their certificate of title,
and Kabila Ward Councillor Mubita Mwiba welcomes the initiative, saying it will help address long-standing issues in the ward because providing titles and offer letters will help regularize land ownership and prevent disputes.
Kabila Ward has been termed as an illegal settlement for a very long time. Maybe 6 years for some of us who have been here for a long time. And we are being fear of being evicted any time. As our people here can attest to that, people are coming, claiming our lands, claiming our properties. So we are a happy community to receive you in our community, and I'm sure even our happy that you come in the same world now that they know they have security of Kenya on their properties. No one can come and dislocate them, or take them anywhere going forward. They now very free to have their properties secured. So, without saying so much, our people have been in the sand for a long time.
Information and Media Minister and Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mudwa has disclosed that the 2026 national budget will be presented on the floor of the National Assembly this Friday, 26th September 2025. Mr. Mudwa said preparations of the budget have been done within the provisions of the law, according to the National Planning and Budgeting Act No. 1 of 2020. He said the budget has been prepared following wider consultations and that it will focus on the gains made by the new Dawn administration in line with its economic transformation.
Now, the National Planning and Budgeting Act, No. 1 of 2020. The 2026 National Budget has been prepared after wide consultation. The Minister of Finance and National Planning is expected to present the details 2026 national budget to the National Assembly of Zambia on Friday, 26 September 2025. The 2026 national budget will be forward looking and pro broad budget. Consolidate the social economic inequality that far within 4 years of the new Dawn administration, led by President
Kabo Municipal Council has secured a total of 1.5 million kwacha for carrying out a feasibility study for the setting up of a 300 megawatt solar plant. The study, which is currently underway, will be finalized by the end of this year after the local authority will move into the next phase of the establishment of the solar plant. The 300 megawatt solar plant follows a resolution by a special full council that resolves to establish the plant and that an investor has already been identified who is ready to move on site once the feasibility study is concluded. Mayor of Kabwe, Patrick Shala, disclosed the development when he featured on the Power to the People radio program. The mayor further disclosed that the local authority has written to relevant ministries explaining that the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, is already aware of the plan. Mr. Tshala underscored the benefits of the investment, stating that it will bring significant change to the city as it will be a source of revenue for the local authority.
In Kabwe, we resolved as a council, we go for 300 megawatts. Between now and December, we will have that visibility study. Here, we have a bunch of money to share to our station. No client here. It's just 1.5 million kwacha to reach the secure. It's a visibility study so that in that one on a church, then we come back to the people and we'll be updating you like that. And that, with me, it will be enough legacy here for Shapa Council. We called for a special council where all the councillors came in. An investor is already there. That investor was just waiting for us to go ahead with the visibility study and just to show that we are indeed ready, and approvals with the Ministry of Energy and approvals with the Ministry of Finance also, and we've written them, and I don't think so there are challenges. In the official opening of the presidential address, the president also talked about coming up with such initiatives, and I knew it was in a clear reference to what Kabwe Municipal Council has done, because we have also written his office and other relevant department that we are going in this direction. It will be a huge project for the people of Kabwe, and we are making sure that after the feasibility study, which is ending in December, then we will update the people again.
In international news, hundreds of people attended the funeral services on Tuesday for 31 reporters killed in Israeli airstrikes last week in Yemen. Hundreds of people came to the Al-Shabaab mosque in Yemen's capital, Sana'a, to pay their respects.